Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. This is Carrie, and you can follow me at Diva Dole on Twitter. You can follow our blog daily at divadaysofourlives.blogspot.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Diva Days. We also have a fan page, Diva Days of Our Lives. And you can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, so that way you can get notified of any new shows. With all that being said, tonight we're happy to have the birthday girl Rose here co-hosting.
Hi. Happy birthday, Rose.
Happy birthday. I'd sing for you, but man, my voice is just
no.
Bad.
You don't want me singing either.
And we have Miss Anna here tonight too.
Hello. Glad that Rose could join us. She's always awesome. Has been a great, great friend and friend of the show. And I love her fashion critiques.
What
a better way to end your birthday than with us, right? Last week was a good bitching session, so hey, we'll have another one, I have a feeling, tonight.
Yeah, and you could wish Rose a happy birthday on Twitter at Rose O. the Briar. So, and she's also in the chat room right now. Yeah, Rose O.
the
Briar. Yes. And Bob Hafka is on Twitter now, so.
Oh, yes.
If you want a good time, go follow at Bob Hafka and his wife, Amy Hafka.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I interrupted you on the at Bob Hafka. You were trying to pimp him and I interrupted you. But at Bob Hafka and at Amy Hafka, follow them to be both offended and entertained.
Yes.
Always love saying that.
So, you can
follow me at Cosby Hoots if you want.
Yeah,
I can
follow Anna
as well.
No, you don't. I mean, well, yeah, I did like your Kristen comment. Oh, go ahead and do that.
I saw your retweet. That was just too perfect of a quote. We might as well start it with that. You know, I don't know what else to do first, but on that topic, he had that. He meets Kristen. He's like. Or he sees Chris and he's like, I don't like you, I don't know you, I don't trust you, and I don't, what was it, I don't know you, I don't trust you, and I don't like you. I was like, sing it, EJ, sing it.
I love that scene, actually, this week, because he also said something about when he opened the door, he thought it was his mom.
I know.
And she was explaining how she was way too young to be his mother, and it was like, wait a second.
Exactly.
So I got a big giggle out of that whole scene when he first opened that door.
He said there was not enough plastic surgery in the world to make your mother look as good as I do or something like that. I was like, oh, that's too funny.
Yeah.
And ridiculous at the same time.
Well, I'm glad she took the freaking hat off, though. That awful red hat. That was bad.
I brought this up last week, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to start off venting about it again this week because last week it was very clear when they had the scenes with she had the scene with Stefano from the back. They were trying to intimate that it was Kate, and then of course it turned out to be Kristen, and it pissed me the hell off because it's very clear that they're substituting Kristen for Kate. Kate's hardly anywhere to be seen. And suddenly, you know, Kristen comes into town, and I'm sorry, but I know Kate, and she's no Kate DeMira.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
And Kate wasn't even on this week at all, was she?
I don't think so.
No.
She's on Monday, but it's just ridiculous because, okay, so that was kind of like, it was almost like the show was, it was just, it was so super annoying last week when that happened. It was like, okay, I'm on to you, you SOBs. You know, it's very obvious what you're doing is you're acting like, oh, you know, everyone's supposed to think this is Kate, and suddenly, oh, the big reveal, it's actually Kristen. Okay, that would be funny, but it's not. Kate's just, like, way too cool of a character to be backburnered as long as she's been backburnered. Ridiculous.
Yeah. So, did you see the tweets that Dave did? It was anti-bullying day, and all the actors were wearing purple. I think Lauren was in those pictures, too. Her hair was a lot lighter, unless it was the, flash or something. Her hair looks a lot lighter.
Uh-huh.
Whose hair?
Lauren Coslin.
I know it was lighter for the Connecticut event. I'm pretty sure that she got it lightened or got new highlights or something around that time.
I did not see the purple ones with her in it, so.
I didn't see the outfit. I mean, I didn't see the picture. I haven't been on Twitter much till tonight, but, excuse me, but I don't know. You know, I didn't see that. What was it? What was the anti-bullying thing? What was that?
Friday, on the 19th of October, it's anti-bullying day, and you wear purple.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And I saw a bunch of the pictures of the cast, but I didn't see one with Lauren in it, but.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I retweeted a few of them, yeah.
I saw Bill Hayes. I saw him in one of them.
Yeah, Christian Afonso.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't remember his name. Brady.
Blake.
Eric
Marsloff, yeah.
Nadia Bjorlund.
Blake Barrett.
I think Freddie Smith, yeah.
Cool.
Oh, Deidre was in one, too. Yeah. Yeah, and
I know Lauren posted a picture on her fan club page of her at her inner dressing room one of the days this week, and she was wearing purple that day. So,
I saw that one.
Yeah, she's so pretty in that. That color is gorgeous. She was at one of the events. I think was it the Boston event or the? I can't remember if it was the Boston or the Connecticut event, but she was wearing this lavender. Oh, it was the Connecticut event because Joe Muscolo was with her, and she was wearing this purple, lavenderish purple. Oh my gosh, she looks so good in that color. It's really a beautiful color on her. So anyway, fashion commentary. And Joe in his sneakers. That was so funny. He was so cute.
I texted you yesterday. In my hallway blue.
Oh yeah, you got a blue streak.
I got a blue streak. I took a shower and I didn't notice anything. I didn't even know that I somehow must have walked into the wall. And then I went to blow dry my hair and I look, like on the top of my head down, I had a big blue streak of my hair. I'm like, oh crap. And then I washed it and conditioned and everything. And I was leaving, of course, go to Home Depot. That's where I'm at every single flipping weekend. And, I brushed out as much as I could and blow dried it out, and I went and got my hair done today, and I forgot to tell my hairstylist. So she put my color on and everything, and she's giving me a trim. I said, is there any blue paint in my hair? And she's like, is that what that was?
Oh my gosh.
So, but I can't see it, but somehow she was able to see it.
That's funny.
I don't know.
You should have tweeted a picture to Lauren and said, inadvertent blue streak.
I know. Well, I brushed it out that you couldn't really see it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I couldn't see it, but somehow my hairstyle still saw it. She probably was thinking, what the hell was she doing with this blue? She was like, well, the color's real pretty.
Aw.
So, yeah, that was my blue streak moment on Friday. So, but. Yeah, okay, so we're talking about wardrobe.
I'm having trouble hearing you, Carrie. Rose, does it sound like she's cutting out or something? Or is
I've had a few moments where it's cut out, yeah.
Oh, it's my husband's crackberry again, huh?
That sounds better.
I don't know.
Okay.
It sounds a little muffled.
I'll just put an ear in my mouth. Okay, so, all right, let's talk about Nicole. See, it just seems like everything's dragging forever. She gave birth to the baby this week, right?
Last week,
episode.
That was last week, wasn't it?
I haven't seen Friday's episode, last Friday's episode, but I think it was last
Friday. Yeah.
Cameron.
It was last Friday.
Cameron delivered the baby. Yeah.
Okay.
So the
baby's dead, and then she gets visits by Daniel and Rafe, and Nicole and Rafe decide to keep the lie up. And she still doesn't want to tell EJ the baby was his. And EJ's outside and overhears. And then while Nicole's sedated, he goes in, and after talking to her for about 10 minutes and recording her, he finally gets her to admit that the baby's really his. And then he shows up at the safe apartment, and for some reason, again, Sammy's turned on by a dead baby and tries to have sex again. And I'm not even...
Grief sex is her specialty. You know, all the men in town know to go to her when they're greedy.
Yeah, so you would think Rafe now would understand, you know, why she had grief sex last November.
Right.
Because he was trying to do it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but of course, he's a guy.
I don't think Rafe really cared. He wasn't really grieving that baby very much, though. I mean, he grieved more over Grace than he did over Daniel Raphael, is that his name?
True.
Yeah, Raphael.
They knew that, you know, he had been around that baby and all that too. But then again, you have to remember the limited range that we're working with here. There's only so many emotions that can be. It can be emoted, so to speak.
Well, it's going to be hard,
particular
too.
Particular character.
Go ahead, Russ.
I thought it was interesting because you brought up the whole thing about EJ coming up and overhearing the conversation. When he first overheard the conversation, he got super excited and called Justin and demanded that they get the DNA test over there to the lab and get the baby tested now that Nicole had the baby tonight. And he was super, super excited and happy. And then, it almost looked like he didn't, it was like he was, I mean, he went in there with a deliberate, it was obvious he went in there wanting Nicole, knowing that Nicole was sedated, finding out the information from the nurse, which should not have been told when she thought the father was already in the room with Nicole in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And finding out that from the nurse, and it slipping and him being upset, and he almost didn't want to record Nicole, and he kept trying. He kept taking it back, like he was going to put it in his pocket and leave. And then he kept deciding to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, he kind of had the whole range of emotions,
right?
Play out.
Those were good scenes. Those are really good scenes.
Mm. Yeah, even though I did not like the idea of him getting the recording of Nicole while she was sedated, it was played out well by both by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was
sad, and Dave needs to start new ways to get ratings other than killing off babies, because that's really starting to get old.
I'm really pissed at the show right now. I was at least hoping that the baby would really be a Demira plot and that the baby would really be alive. But
I really hope that too. I still wonder if that first doctor. I still have to wonder if that kind of theory that a lot of people have. I kind of wonder if that theory isn't still slightly true, where Stefano stayed behind to do business, and I believe it was the same country that the temporary doctor was heading to.
Mm-hmm.
So, perhaps we may still find out that the original intent was Stefano was going to take the baby and was trying to stay one step ahead of Nicole. But he didn't stay one step ahead of what a Nicole would, what real Nicole would do if she thought her baby was really dead as she was released from the hospital. And that was
devastating when she realizes that she fell down the stairs deliberately or whatever.
It would have been fine.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think it makes good story still.
I'm still holding out hope that Cameron is really Stefano's, since, what's-her-name had one kid with Stefano, right? No, wait, no.
Lexi. Lexi was definitely.
I'm still holding out hope that Cameron's really a Demira, and that maybe he's, you know, not as goody-goody sweet. You know, I like him a lot, but he's not as goody-goody as we think, and maybe he planted a dead baby in her, you know, arms that's not really hers or something. I don't know. But I didn't see the way, I didn't see the show, and apparently, I mean, Rose, I know you said that it seemed real. I mean, it seemed like. There's no
Maxine gave such a heartfelt tear-jerker performance of handing baby over to Nicole. She delivered that baby, and I don't think Maxine ever let that baby out of her sight.
Okay.
And
so
she's the one who handed the baby. I don't think there's any possible way. I think that if there's any possible way that was supposed to be a Demira ploy, personally, I believe it would have had to have been before Nicole threw herself
down the stairs. So, I mean, it's going to be a dual thing, because if Stefano hadn't tried to pull one over on Nicole, Nicole wouldn't have thought the baby was already dead and wouldn't have, you know, fallen down the stairs. And then Nicole will have to deal with the knowing that she, you know,
she let
in order
Stefano
to set
get
Jennifer
one over
up,
on her.
Yeah, and she set Jennifer up, and therefore, you know, her bad karma came back to her, and that, you know, then she's, you know, she was actually
and ultimately
responsible.
She's responsible, yeah.
But, I mean, you know, the whole thing, I mean, she could have killed herself over that baby. I mean, she was that devastated. She almost did. So, I mean, Stefano could have, you know, the way that whole thing rolled out, they should have had it where they were ready to do the delivery right then. I mean, that's the only way that whole story should have played out.
And we talked about that last week, and I know from personal experience, not my own, but from just being around other mothers in hospital and stuff, that they would not have released Nicole after that.
No,
they would have induced labor immediately and been done with it. So that wouldn't have played out that way. But
yeah, I was told that by someone else that sometimes they do leave the baby in for a few days. And that's what I was told.
Yeah, but they won't release you from the hospital.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
They won't just release you from the hospital. I had a neighbor.
Yeah, because they wouldn't want you suicidal or something.
Exactly.
Leaving, you know.
Exactly.
Mental health.
And
for no other reason than mental health wise, they wouldn't think they would do that. So. But yeah, that whole thing's weird. I don't know. Yeah, so I could see how that could come out, but I'm still pissed off that they killed the baby. I'm just still furious about that. And
I agree. Yeah,
history and everything. I'm glad that Brady went on a Nicole.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice to see him sitting with her.
Yeah, I would have much rather seen him with her this last year than him with Madison. Ugh.
Yeah, and her without Daniel and Ray.
Yeah, oh, God.
I'm going to screen some calls. I'll be right back. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
We'll just talk amongst ourselves. Hello, Anna.
Well, hey, Rose. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You know, in honor of your birthday week, I fast forwarded through all the John and Marlena scenes, but I felt darn good about it. So you might want to cover that part because I didn't see them. Was there anything that came out of those scenes?
There was a lot of flashbacks. There was a lot of flashbacks. Basically, John, for some reason, his, what do we call it, intuition, I guess, was popping up into his dreams. And so he somehow knew that Kristen was on her way somewhere. He said to himself, why am I thinking like this? I haven't thought about her in ages, you know. And then, and of course, we got to see a lot of shirtless John, both in bed with Marlena, and then a quick nightmare of him in bed with Kristen comforting him. And then we got to see him take a stroll out to get some fresh air, and you got to see a glove go onto his shoulder, and it turned out to be Marlena. He thought it was Kristen, and it turned out to be Marlena. And then I believe on Friday, I believe we end up seeing that Marlena sees Kristen. But honestly, it was a lot of flashbacks and a lot of intuition coming to nightmare of Kristen coming back to town.
The only time I ever would want to see like flashback type stuff would be like if it was like the Tony and Anna stuff when they, you know, they were reunited and all. I mean, that stuff was fun, and I would enjoy seeing more of that, or, you know, something having to do with Kate's history or something. But I could care less about that stuff. I was taking a long break from Days during the 90s, so I skipped most of the 90s. I saw the 80s and then skipped most of the 90s and came back. So I don't have any investment at all in Kristen, and nor do I care that she's back, nor do I want to see her. I guess I already made that obvious. But yeah, I'm just not
–
I can just completely fast forward through this whole aspect of, as far as I can tell so far. I can just fast forward through John and Marlena and Kristen, you know, and – let me know if anything good happens, because otherwise I don't really have any reason to watch that.
I mean, I loved the storyline back in the 90s involving Kristen and Susan and all of their siblings. I really actually enjoyed the storyline back then. And,
That's good, because I didn't watch it.
I actually watched it. I actually watched that one. The only time I really haven't watched is Marlena's Possession. And, of course, now I'm having a hard time watching myself, but I'm still trying to keep up on it.
I'm glad Kristen's going to annoy John Marlena, and I'm sure that John Marlena fans are at least thrilled that they're on the air. It seems like Drake's only on once a month. And Deidre seems to only be on to talk to Will.
Will, her grandson.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, though, it just... this week I kind of got reminded about what I didn't like about John Marlena and Kristen Triangle. I didn't like the John and Kristen flashbacks, because I never liked them as a couple. I thought they were kind of...
No, I was always pulling for Marlena and John to begin with.
Yeah, John and Kristen seemed more like a lust type of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then John and Marlena were kind of, kissy-kissy this week, too, and that was... I don't like them flirting. For some reason or another, it bugs me. I don't know why. It seems kind of phony, and it just kind of bugs me.
I liked them in the 80s, but not now.
Yeah, actually, I did like him in the 80s. Yeah, when he was Roman, I liked it. But
yeah.
Drake was really chewing the scenery this week, and that really bugged me, too.
He was
overacting. Chewing the scenery.
Oh, yeah, he was, yeah.
Yeah, so that kind of bugged me, too. So, but still, though, Kristen, you know, sneaking up and scaring the crap out of Marlena in the middle of the park or whatever, that was, I appreciated that. That was great. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to do more with Marlena and Kristen than, because Drake and Galen and Ariana Zucker, I believe, those are the three.
Mm-hmm.
They're leaving for South Africa.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
They're doing a project in South Africa, what, in a week?
Right.
Yeah, next week, I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that on the blog if anybody wants to check it out. Yeah, and I saw two people were saying that in South Africa they're several years behind on Days.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, like three or four.
Yeah, so that's pretty funny.
So they haven't even gotten to the part where John and Marlena left. They're still back before all that.
Wow.
When they left in, 2009? So Grace hasn't died yet. They're probably in the middle of that storyline right now, I think. We'd have to ask somebody from there. But they're probably in the middle of the whole Safe House storyline.
Yeah, I feel bad when the actors have to do these, and then basically they always get asked about spoilers, and... You know, how are you going to remember what happened 3 years ago? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we did that with Deidre, Drake, and Teo, and Sydney, and they had them discussing stuff. And I think all three of them already were off the show at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Days was 9 months behind or so in Australia. So
yeah, this is years.
Yeah.
I think this is probably just before Grace dies. It's probably where they're at right now.
Huh.
Wow. Yeah, because I think I've seen in South Africa on Twitter, because I posted the information. She's like, oh, that's just 15 minutes away from me, wherever they're going to be.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I saw somebody say that to me, too. I'll have to ask her
what they're at
in...
Isn't it cool, though, the way the world is? I mean, the Twitter world, it's like, it's so cool. It's like, you know, okay, you know, so, yeah, Dave sucks, but, hey, we're all in it together, you know? It's like, you know.
But could you imagine knowing spoilers? Yeah, can you imagine knowing spoilers 3 years in advance?
I couldn't imagine 3 years.
That would be like a mind warp or something, or I don't know. That's weird, yeah. To be like, what? Who's this, like, Ava character or whatever, you know?
Or who's Cameron Davis? We don't know who Cameron is yet.
Rose, any more confirmation that the Cameron we like is not going to be there? And then
I haven't heard anything to confirm or deny yet.
Okay.
Because the guy retweeted pictures of himself.
Yeah, like I said last week, I saw the pictures where he tweeted a picture of himself with the badge, the medical badge that said Cameron Davis on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's still, all he's saying is there's a new doctor in town. So, I mean, I can't personally confirm that he's going to be Cameron Davis, or if he's got, you know, I can't say if he's a recap.
That's weird, though. That's just really weird. I don't know. I'm not happy. I mean, I had nothing against that guy, but I really like Skyler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too.
He's a nice kid, yeah.
And he's a good, you know, he's a good actor. You know, I enjoy him. I like him and Abby together. Or he and Abby together. And
I know I miss him and Abby together. I really do.
And it's weird because it's like they broke him up, and then it's like there's been nothing. And it was just weird. Maybe they were making a casting change at that time, or they just decided. I don't know what's going on, but it's just weird. It's very weird.
Yeah. Well, he ended up with. Dating that other nursing student.
He what?
They ran this last week. They ran into each other. Abby and Skylar ran into each other. Abby was introducing herself to one of the new nursing students.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about how she had a date, and here he comes now, and there's Cameron Davis walking in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a pretty awkward moment actually between Cameron and Abby. It was kind of cool.
Oh, okay. I'll have to go back and see that because I missed that.
It's right at the very beginning of the week, I think.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Because then you end up with him delivering the baby and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm going to bring on Sarah.
Oh, I was just about to make
Sarah.
The magic. Perfect timing.
Yes, Sarah, you can give us our magic update. We've been on a couple times this week.
Hello.
Hello. Our magic correspondent.
Well, that's a nice name to have.
Yeah. Hey, we're into official titles around here. I'm waiting for mine. I haven't found out mine yet. No. So what do you think?
Well, I thought the moment they, you know, when Victor went to go see Caroline and stuff was very touching. But, you know, I think it showed him that every moment is important and stuff. And that moment that Victor and Maggie had after that was so perfect.
Oh, it was.
You know?
It was sweet.
We all have to treasure every moment.
I loved the scene when he came into the pub and realized instantly what was going on with Caroline.
Yeah.
So were you afraid that Caroline was going to forget that Victor wasn't hers and, like, jump over the table and attack him? And then I was thinking, Sarah's not going to be happy with this turn of events if that happens.
Of course, you would think that, wouldn't you, Anna?
I was thinking that too, that Caroline would
start flirting with them. I missed their actual conversation this week, but I just saw them sitting down to have port, and that was the end of it that I saw at that moment. But yeah, I assumed Caroline was going to flirt with them. Yeah.
Oh, she kind of did.
Yeah, she kind of did a little bit. She started saying stuff like the moment he found out Bo was his, he kind of the mask started, you know, that started to fall off. And now everybody knows what kind of person he really is. That he's this kind of person.
He is an all a bad guy, and you saw some, you know, enough caring sparks to relate the two of them together, but not enough to you saw the magic between Maggie and Victor when Maggie backed away. Maggie started to walk into the pub and realized what was going on, so she backed away and waited, and then met up with Victor, and it was really touching scenes, actually.
Yes, it was. Yeah, and all like when Bo and Victor hugged, too, she knew something important was going down if they were hugging, which they really don't hug.
Right. Yeah, she didn't seem to have this huge jealous streak, you know. It was just a like, oh my gosh, I wonder what's going on, you know. But I think she already knew, didn't she? Didn't she already find out from Hope that it wasn't it wasn't Bo that was? She thought Bo was sick, and then realized it wasn't Bo, it was Caroline, and so she already knew when she walked into the scene that Caroline was sick. So I don't know if that helped there be no jealous sparks there or not, but she already knew when she walked in.
What do you guys think about this situation, though, about telling people what's going on with Caroline? Because Caroline doesn't want people to know,
right?
But she's so public and everybody runs into her, it's kind of hard to keep it a secret.
Yeah,
I don't think you can keep it a secret.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can't. So
everybody's going to figure it out eventually, because it's going to happen any time.
Yeah. Emma, I think it was odd that Bo just told Roman and Kayla, "Hey, I'm going to talk to Ma, and I don't want you guys there. I don't want her thinking we're ganging up on her." I mean, to me, that just seemed kind of weird. You know, I think it would have been better if all of them were there, because, you know, I mean, Josh Taylor isn't used that much anyway, so why not give him a good, you know, few scenes or a few episodes, you know? And I'm glad they actually mentioned Kimberly, and they mentioned Frankie and Max, which I totally forgot about those two.
I didn't even catch that part. Was that on Friday?
Yes, Kayla was at Common Grounds with Bo and Roman, and she said, "Yeah, I called Kimberly, Max, and Frankie." So I'm like, "Oh yeah, I forgot about those two." So
I do think they're handling that pretty well, where they're letting family and friends. I mean, they obviously have to know, but you can't mistake it. You walk in and she's talking to Sean downstairs, like she did to Victor. She obviously, you're going to know that something's going on. But at least all of the friends and family, they're kind of keeping it where nobody's letting her know that they have been told or informed or know anything, just so that her wishes are kept respected.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a really good story. I have to admit, I'm really enjoying it. And it's going to make me sad not to see Peter. I'm surprised to say this because, you know, I love Bo and Hope were one of my favorites in the 80s, and I always have a place in my heart for them. But, you know, they've been kind of boring, like, you know, the last while. But I've really been enjoying the story. And so I'm going to really be sad when Peter's not, you know, on screen with it, you know? Because it has such a nice story.
I agree. It has such a good feel to it with Peter right there, dropping everything he's doing, taking care of Ma, you know, being right there. It has such a good feel to it. I really will be sad, even if he's still there taking care of her. I just be sad that he's not actually
it.
On a screen. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and we all knew, or at least I did, that Peggy McKay was going to do an amazing job, and she is, and Peter Reckles making me cheer up a lot, too, and Mary Beth was cheering up on Friday, and, you know,
Oh, I was just going to say, I kind of, you know, even though the storyline kind of asks for that, it's almost like, I mean, these are probably the last scenes that were really filmed with Peter, so I bet a lot of these tears are pretty real.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know, because they're kind of saying farewell to Peter at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, it's just the way I feel.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember what his last day was. If it's, I thought it was set at Tuesday. But is it supposed to be this week? I have to look it back up.
I can't remember if it's this Tuesday or next Tuesday because I know it's close to Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. I know today's the 20th. So that gives us 11 days. It would only give us one Tuesday before Halloween. So.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
On my blog. I know I put it on there. And I'll be damned if I remember. So, okay.
Yeah. It was the 30th of October, actually. It'll be the second Tuesday.
Okay.
I think. It was closer to Halloween, I thought.
Yep, it's not on the blog. Yeah, it's the 30th.
Okay.
What's the 30th? His last scene?
Peter Reckles' last day. Oh, man. You know what? We already talked about half the stuff on my list. Oh, did we talk about Jennifer being in jail again? The second time this year.
Hey, at least it's a wardrobe upgrade. Oh, sorry. I said
yes,
that.
It is.
I'm sorry.
That was totally impromptu. I did not plan for that to come out. I am so sorry. For any orange jumpsuits, I might have offended. No, I'm just kidding. No.
She does. She looks. She actually has a really nice wardrobe in jail there.
You know,
I really like her.
You know, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you know, she hasn't been put into the jumpsuit yet. You know, she's still wearing her nice suit. You know, I remember when Nicole was first put in jail, they instantly put her in a jumpsuit.
Kate got a jumpsuit too.
Kate got a jumpsuit. Hope got a jumpsuit, but. Jennifer, she's still in her her, and I don't know I don't remember what she was actually doing in the Horton Town Square at the time. But she was waiting for Daniel.
That's what it was.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But she was dressed really nice and so she's still in that outfit.
Well, yeah, she spent the night because it was the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They haven't changed her clothes or anything yet, so she's still. She told Abby that she would be okay and that everything would be fine and that it's all a misunderstanding. And she told Daniel went. That was the only scene we really saw with Daniel. I mean, he missed the whole delivery of Nicole's baby.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even in the room, I don't think. He raced off to. After the baby was born.
That would just be all kinds of gross. I mean, it's bad enough that he was her doctor, then her, you know what. And then it's like, I don't think I could bear.
No, I know. I just thought that it was weird that he didn't stick by her. I mean, it was Kate and, let's see.
Because, I mean, knowing
was,
him, yeah, he'd have a fantasy about doing her while he was delivering that baby. You know, he was like so gross.
Anyway, No, I don't know where he was at when it all happened, but Brady and Billy came upon the scene, and then I don't know what happened, but Daniel wasn't there, and he found out about it and went racing to Jennifer at jail after he made sure Nicole was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jennifer, you know, told him that, you know, she really doesn't remember it the way everybody's saying it, but that mm-hmm. Billy and Brady are not, you know, they're very credible witnesses. So,
mm-hmm.
so she has to believe them, but she doesn't remember it.
I loved it how Hope right away was hands off. Like, well, there's nothing at all that Bo and I can do. You know, I'm just cracking up. I'm like, any other time, the Bradys are like on the case. You know, they're like cracking mm-hmm. people out of jail. They're hiding evidence.
Yes.
Stuff off the internet. They're going to the evidence, you know, the evidence room for, you know, it's like,
breaking
right
out,
away,
breaking
well,
out
I wish we can help out. It's like, yeah. It's like, sorry,
breaking
guys, I'm throwing you under the bus. What was that?
Breaking out of maximum security prisons to destroy the whole organ theft ring, but they can't help Jennifer out, you know, to get the judge to grant her bail for the night, you know?
I was like, this is not for real. This is cracking me up.
And Hope and Jennifer are the best of relatives.
I know,
they're so close.
You would think, you know, she could do whatever she could do. You know, busting the door down.
There's
got
to be a judge
well.
Or something somewhere that she can get I mean, Jennifer is not a flight risk, so you'd think that Hope could at least get her to get out on bail for the night.
I did like the fact that there was another Bill Horton mention. I keep hoping the powers that be remember the sparks that Bill Horton, played by John Martin, and Kate had.
Oh,
they were so
yes.
hot. Oh, my God.
They were.
That would be
such
an awesome story if they brought Bill back and, like, somehow Kate's caught in the middle between Bill, her old love, and the father of her, you know, son, and, you know, Stefano, the man who loves her unconditionally, or used to love her unconditionally, and accepted her for who she was, you know, the dark hat and the light hat. I mean, that would be such an awesome story. And
mm-hmm.
she has mad chemistry with both of those guys, you know, and so it would be a really fun story to explore. But, you know, with our luck, it probably won't happen, but I do like that they keep mentioning Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I keep thinking, one of these days, maybe he'll show up.
If something actually comes, you know, something actually comes of this whole Jennifer storyline, wouldn't you think that Bill would be there for his daughter in some way?
Well,
he'd at least come down
Lucas
for a few days.
In town, that would give Lucas something to play off, because he and Lucas
mm-hmm.
have never really had, you know, they've really never had much of scenes, if any, together. I don't even remember if they had scenes when he was there before. I guess they did. I can't remember.
No, but Lucas is still there, and that would bring a tie to Kate and Bill as well.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, I have no idea if it would really happen. But, I mean, you know, it would be nice to think that they could play off that.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's going to
be. Yeah, and, you know, I wonder if they're going to bring I keep forgetting that he and Jennifer are half-siblings, and I keep thinking, you know, I'm just kind of wondering, okay, is he going to be involved in this Jennifer story at all? Or, you know, are they going to remember that they're siblings? You know?
I don't know. They've been rewriting all their history this last week.
There is I think Lucas is going to be on this week. Days had their spoiler picks, which I linked it on the blog, and Lucas was in one of the picks. So.
I did like his scenes with Kate a couple weeks ago. Those were good scenes where they talked about Will. They were really
mm-hmm.
cute. I like those.
Yeah.
I always love her scenes with Brian. She and Lauren and Brian are always so cute together.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, think about it. Kate, Kristen's being, I know I'm just bitter because I'm a huge Kate fan, but like, and it's not just about that. Honestly, even if I weren't a Kate fan, I still would be annoyed by Kristen's presence because I just don't think it's necessary, and it's not drawing me in because I don't have any connection to the character. But, you know, if you think about it, Kate could have been the vehicle to get EJ and Chad together and stuff. I mean,
mm-hmm.
this is so stupid. I don't know. The whole,
yeah.
it's so manufactured. They're going to bring Kristen in. Who, didn't she try to kidnap EJ when he was a baby or something?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I think I heard you mention that too. Yeah,
yeah,
he already brought that up to her too.
Talk about it, but it's like, and that was so creepy, weird too, that he thought that was his mother for a minute and stuff. That's just, I mean, I guess that was supposed to be kind of funny, but I don't know. That was just weird.
And then I don't even know you, so why would I trust you?
Yeah. And my thing, too, is I guess I'm a little wary because knowing the way Tomlin brings characters back or puts them on where you see them only – the only people he hasn't done that with is Tony and Anna's return. We had to, like, you know, wait for days to see them each time.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, just about anybody else he either brings on new or returning, he puts them on, like, 5 days a week, you know, so you see them
mm-hmm.
all the time, like Daniel and all that, you know. It's just, like, and Melanie and, ugh, it just – Will, and when they brought Nick back, and it's just like they like inundate you with it. I mean, it's like you see them 24/7, and instead of allowing the audience time to sort of adjust and welcome them in and get used to them again. And so my feeling is that Chris is probably going to be on every damn day. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, a person who got away, I know Tomlin wasn't there at the time, I don't think, but a person who got away with playing five different characters at the same time, I mean, that's just ridiculous back in the 90s. I don't care how good any of them would have been. That would have irritated the crap out of me. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the only person I know that can play dual characters well is, you know, was Teo. I mean, he could captivate me playing two different characters. But five, I'm sorry, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody needs that much screen time.
I was really close to those characters, but I really didn't, I really only got connected to Susan and Kristen. I didn't, there was Sister Moira. I barely remember that one, and the other two, the brother, I think, and the other sister, I don't remember at all, so.
This just sounds like overkill to me, so I'm bracing myself for Kristen overkill.
Well, so far, Arlene hasn't filmed a Susan.
Yeah.
No.
According to her interviews, so we don't have Susan coming back. So,
no,
but
so far, I don't
have any. Yeah, and actually her one interview, I think she said that Daze does not want to do that again. That they don't want this show getting silly. So Kristen's staying, Kristen.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, but
I think, Anna, you do have
a point, though. I mean, if EJ doesn't even remember Kristen... and EJ, you know, obviously was a big part of Kristen's life for the first year or two. Why would Chad think to even trust her? I mean,
yeah, why would he care? I mean, you know,
why would
he's
he care
a
exactly?
Substitute for Lexi. I mean, Lexi at least was like a sister. Really was like a sister. This is somebody who totally has no like genetic or otherwise history with him. Why
no.
would Chad give a flying
flip
about her?
And it's no offense to the actress because I actually enjoyed the Kristen and Susan storylines.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right. I think that Kate would have been a better track.
She would have been plus she has a connection to EJ. We all know what that is. But what you know,
yeah.
but I mean she loved Chad as a son, you know, like she was
mm-hmm.
invested in that whole because she was the one that found out that he was really Stefano's and everything. And
mm-hmm.
so, I mean, she really tried to be a mother to him somewhat, as much as he would allow. He was hardly even acknowledging he was a Damaris for a long time. But she would have been the perfect person, the perfect character to bridge the gap between, you know, those two and get them together and kind of help, you know. And it's just, I mean, I understand Stefano doesn't want anything to do with Kate right now, but that could have been her way back to Stefano. She could have been like, you know, okay, I'm going to get these guys together, and
mm-hmm.
then he's going to realize how much he misses me and needs me in his life kind of thing. That could have been a story, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
And again, you know, even if they wanted to go with somebody other than Kate, I mean, Tony would have been closer
yes.
as well because
I heard it.
EJ and Tony were inseparable.
I heard it Daytime Royalty that a lot of people were saying Tony should have been the Demira they brought back. I mean, instantaneously, I mean, that hits every, you know, I don't know that I've ever seen, like, a fan, a true fan of the show, like, other than a few people that might have something that just don't like Teo or whatever. I mean, most true Days of Our Lives fans have great affection for Teo and for the characters he's played. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they loved, and that covers three decades. you know, fans.
And Andre and Kate had great chemistry.
Whenever Andre, Andre or Tony come back, fans from the 80s come back, fans from the 90s come back, fans from the 2000s come back that weren't watching, you know, recently. And he has almost, like, universal appeal. I mean, and I know I'm biased because I've loved him since I was 12, for crying out loud, but you know what? He really does know how to draw people in. And, I mean, he's such a great actor and everything. And again, nothing against Eileen. I have nothing against her. She's a fine actress. I used to watch Wynard back in the day. I mean, whatever. But it's just, for our show, our time, in this time and space, I just feel like they already have a lot of extra characters as it is. So what, they're going to bring somebody else in from outside that really isn't somebody that a lot of people even know about, that, you know, if you didn't watch during the 90s, if you didn't watch, then you don't care, you know? And I don't know, and plus, Tony had such a great bond with EJ, and he could have been such a good, he could have been the perfect intermediary to get them together.
And even if they wanted to keep Tony dead, they could have brought back Andre as Tony.
Yeah,
to pretend
whatever,
he was Tony
in a
Stefano plot, to pretend he was Tony to bring the Demiros back together. And again, Andre has huge chemistry with Kate, so then you're going to end up with him messing with Kate.
Absolutely. I would love to have seen that. Oh.
And, you know, so you're going to end up with Kate being conflicted again. And, I know Chad hasn't met Tony, but, you know, he's seen pictures of him and heard a lot about him from Lexi and from EJ, so that would be somebody you would trust.
Yeah.
So,
and those scenes would just be so powerful, and I think it would really, I think Casey would really step up in those scenes. I think Teo has such an ability when he's in scenes with younger actors and everything of bringing out their best. A lot of the vets do, you know. You see that with Lauren as well, I mean, in her scenes with the younger kids too. But it's you know, that they have that quality that just brings out the best in these younger kids. And, you know, I think that could have been, like, really, you know, golden brother chemistry there.
Yeah.
That could have been pay dirt, you know. And instead they're bringing back the Ice Princess, no pun intended, that's a throwback to the 70s and, you know, the Cassadine brothers, which Teo played one on PH. But you know, it's just, it's like they're bringing in this character that is like...
Nobody on screen knows.
Well, plus a cheap knockoff of Kate. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's like we already have our alpha rockin' female cast member, I mean, character. We don't really need another one. I mean, fine. I mean, if they were in scenes together, that would be one thing. But it's almost like they're substituting one for the other because also... Kate could have been the interloper with, you know, with Stefano gone and all that, and those scenes that she and John had together, there was chemistry there again.
Oh, yeah, there's John.
She could have totally been the interloper with John and Marlena.
I think there
and
are
I might have
some John and Kate flashbacks coming up for Monday, aren't there?
What's that?
Isn't there John and Kate flashbacks coming up for Monday?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I thought that was the whole premise behind Monday was a Jate type scene.
Nice. Well, I mean, I know they did tape together.
I don't know.
Like,
I haven't seen
summer.
It, so I don't know.
I know they did do some taping this summer, but I'd already seen some of the scenes they've done, so I don't know.
I think
Marianne.
I haven't read or seen, so. I haven't read or seen it, but I heard rumor.
Oops. Marianne, you there?
Hello?
Hey,
Marianne.
Hey, I thought I'd just call in.
Hey.
Hi, I thought I'd just call in real quick and say hello. That's the end of the show.
Hi, are you having fun with your daughter?
Oh, yeah, getting ready to go to bed soon. We're getting up early tomorrow, and you go into some of the historical places around here, so going to make a day of it. So I just wanted to call in. Yeah, and a happy birthday, Rose.
Thank you.
We all started the scene.
Yeah. So I hope you had a nice day.
It's been great, thanks.
Well, that's good. So I heard you were discussing Kristen. Is that who you were discussing?
Yeah. Yes.
What is that
kind of thing about her?
Yeah, I've been a little behind. I actually missed Thursday and Friday's show, so I'm not quite sure what happened at the end. I saw the last thing I saw was
Friday.
When.
Oh.
You Miss Friday. Yeah, the scenes with EJ when he found out about losing the baby. I saw that. And we tried to tape Nicole. Did you guys discuss that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you think? Did you like the scene? Or
Well, scenes, yeah. I just hate how they like using each other like that. But but
I think
really,
you might
really
like Thursday though. Thursday has some good scenes in it.
Okay,
Thursday
I didn't see Thursday. I'm still mad at Nicole for doing that again. I mean, Sammy did it to him, and then now Nicole. Like, why do they keep? You know, she's really was wrong. I mean, it was kind of stupid the whole thing about why she helped. You know, so yeah. Yeah,
and of course, now
Thursday.
We all know the reason she's telling him now is because she wants him to go after Jennifer. So
she was pretty stated, so.
Yeah, well, yeah,
but
now she's using revenge.
He does
break
off with that tape.
Right.
Marianne, did you enjoy seeing Safe implode as much as I did? I mean, I actually didn't fast forward those scenes because I enjoyed that so much.
What, Safe?
Oh, wait, you didn't see. Okay, you haven't seen Thursday yet. So Thursday,
like I said,
is that going to implode?
Yeah,
is that what you said?
You've got to see Thursday because they implode.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny with EJ.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, EJ confronts Rice, and he had to admit that, you know, he never even saw
him. He had no choice.
Yeah. But what really got Sammy is when she finds out that Grief told Carrie he never slept with Nicole.
That's the best. Oh,
yeah.
He trusted Carrie with the news.
If you're ever going to watch safe scenes, which
I saw Wednesday when EJ had the tape and was just about ready to play it. So that's, I did.
That Thursday would be the best safe scene in a long time.
It's
pretty hilarious when it dawns on her and she puts him on the spot. Did you tell Carrie the truth? But you didn't tell me.
Really.
Oh, my gosh. That's hysterical.
Yeah,
there's a reason for that, Sammy. Really.
Yeah, because Grace sat there and played the whole, you know, you did this to him too card, you know, and it didn't really bother her until the moment it dawned on her that Carrie knew.
I loved it.
Yeah.
That was great.
Oh, Sean,
and it was like there was no way Rafe was getting out of that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Because they're nauseating together anyway, so.
Oh, I know. And I thought it was funny that the whole grief sex thing. I think even EJ alludes to that. He says something about, he makes some comment about it. Like, not grief sex, but he makes some reference to it. And I just thought that was funny, too.
Rafe was all broken up, wasn't he? Yeah, that emotion was really pouring out of him, wasn't it?
I was going to say, when we were talking about how he didn't seem like he was too upset, I said, keep in mind the limited range here, folks.
Yeah, and then you see, of course, then he knew it wasn't his baby anyway. He knew it wasn't his baby anyway, but still, even if he did, then there's EJ's emotions are completely, different the way they should be.
And, I mean, Rafe did get attached. I mean, he was ready to be there for the baby. So, and I mean, he had been there for Nicole. So, I mean, any human being would have been upset about that in that scenario. But it's like, the most we could muster out of him was, didn't he bang the refrigerator door or something like that?
He slammed the refrigerator door in anger,
That's as much as he could muster. So, it's good to hear your voice. I hope your mom's doing better.
She's doing a little better. She's at the rehab center now, and that's, the best place for her, but slowly coming along. So, it's been a long couple of days.
Yeah.
She'll probably be there for another couple of weeks, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
So, so there's been a lot of ups and downs. It's doing good, then doing bad, doing good. So it's kind of like ups and downs. So.
Yeah, I'm thinking about you.
Okay. Well, I think I'm probably going to get going now. Okay.
All right.
Just wanted to call in and say hello.
Good to hear your voice. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Maria.
All right. Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye.
Have fun.
Bye.
Have fun tomorrow. Bye.
Yep.
Oh, I'm glad she called.
Yeah, nice. Oh, well, yeah, she was flirting with Ian on Twitter, so figured she was going to stop by. He was flirting back.
Oh, yeah, I saw him tweet us. That was nice.
I briefly caught a glimpse. I didn't really get to see it yet.
He had a birthday tweet from, yeah, from Ian Rose.
Oh, I haven't even checked yet. I haven't been watching Twitter, sorry. I'll get to it in a few minutes. Oops.
Okay, so is there anything we didn't cover? This is pretty done.
I can't think of anything else.
No, the majority of it was Stephanie, well, was Kristen and John and Marlena and Jennifer and Nicole and
Faith.
Yeah.
See, all the things
Grace
I watched the show for.
All right. Yeah, the Caroline stuff was pretty good. I didn't say I thought
this
was pretty
good. Oh, the Sunny and Will. Sunny and Will.
Yeah,
the Caroline stuff is really good. Sunny and Will were on, and Gabby and Nick. They're kind of cute together.
Oh, yeah. That was actually interesting, the scene there where Will is all over, well, Sunny and Will are all over each other, and Gabby and Nick are out on a date observing the stars. The one observation I did make is the couch is still white, even though it obviously does not have a roof and is an outdoor couch. But the it was kind of, you kind of saw something snap in Nick's brain after he was kissing on Gabby to find out that Will and Gabby had been together. It was almost like something, like a switch turned on. Wait, you were with him? And you knew you were gay when? You know, so.
Right.
There was something there that, I mean, it was only for a brief moment because they weren't on for very long, but I definitely caught some kind of weird little connection there.
And they did a flashback to Will and Gabby.
To Will and Gabby sleeping together after he had found out he was gay.
Pregnant. I just keep thinking she's pregnant, but they haven't shown any signs of it yet, so I don't know.
Yeah. And,
that would be a kind of a good twist.
And Blake Barris tweeted this week, I don't know if you guys caught it, he said Nick's views don't necessarily represent his own. And a lot of people are assuming that Nick's going to be homophobic.
Oh, yeah, because he acted
really
weird about it.
Yeah, he did. He acted really strange about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Maybe he had some rough experiences in prison.
That's what a lot of people were saying, yeah.
Wondering, yeah. Maybe he was bullied in prison and abused or something, or I don't know. I mean, not that that's a fair comparison, but, you know, a fair, you know.
Right.
Maybe they'll have some sort of backstory, and that's what drives his prejudice or something like that. I don't know. But
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I just thought something seemed to turn right there, like a light bulb. Like,
yeah,
I was looking more, from the scene, I was looking more of it as an obsession over Gabby than anything to do with Will.
Yeah. That's true.
Like, you know, he had with Melanie, it was almost like the same obsession.
Yeah, because he does have that obsessive streak. It's freaky.
And it was like, okay, you dealt with the drug addiction, you dealt with the alcohol addiction, but you didn't deal with the girl addiction.
Yeah.
Here you are in the same boat again, and, you know, you're seeing her be friendly to her ex-boyfriend, and he doesn't seem to like it. That's the way I saw the scene.
And he didn't know that Will was gay, because last time he knew Will wasn't gay, or he didn't, you know, he wasn't.
Well, I think he did know when Sunny and Will came up. I mean, they were all over each other.
Well, yeah,
so.
At that point, but I mean, he didn't know until then. He didn't really know about that.
No, but
he knew Will before, and he didn't know, you know.
I just didn't see anything as, a gay, homophobic type thing. I saw it more as a being obsessed over
jealous
Gabby.
Yeah.
Yeah, a jealous streak is more what I saw, not a, I mean, it was only a brief moment, but it was a good kind of snap right there.
Blake's a really good actor, and I think, and so
yeah.
so is Chandler. You know, so they all, you know, those guys really are good. So you know, that was cool that he threw that, you know, that he got that across with it being very subtle, you know. But yeah,
it was a real quick, and it was just a sudden snap, you know, and it was just like, wait, what?
Uh-huh.
You know,
right.
So
right.
I thought
Gabby
it was really cool.
About
I mean,
first date or something, you know, or the Ferris wheel or something like that, or the roller.
Yeah. Wheel. Yeah, it was all about the heights, and they were talking about Will's, Sonny got Will to climb a 10-foot wall, and Gabby's like, no way, you know, on our first day, he wouldn't go up on the Ferris wheel with me. I begged him and begged him and begged him, and then all of a sudden, Nick just snapped, and it was like, it was, and then you saw the flashback with Gabby and Will, and it really, to me, seemed more like an obsession over Gabby.
Yeah, oh, okay.
You know, not a homophobic thing, because he's known Will all his life, but
yeah.
more like a you know, because he seemed, up until that moment, he's actually, I think we've seen interactions with him, at least, I mean, he has to have been around Will, and he knows, he lives in the Kiriakis Mansion, so he has to have seen, you have to imagine that he's seen Sonny. So I don't think he hasn't seemed to have any problems with Will being out of the closet. He seemed to be accepting until that moment.
Yeah,
it's kind of an insinuation just because of Blake's tweet. Because, I mean, you really don't see anybody apologizing or trying to have negative tweets by saying something like that. Yeah,
and I didn't see the tweet. I just remember the scene, and the scene to me was actually a really powerful scene for just the 3 minutes it was on.
Yeah, because, I mean, usually, he doesn't, you know, Blake doesn't apologize, you know, doesn't warn about, you know, just the jealousy over Gabby or anything like that. That's, you know, obviously what he's talking about. But I guess we'll see. So I haven't really seen any spoilers about what's all. One spoiler is that Nick and Gabby got sex. But
I didn't hear that yet. So.
Yeah, I just saw that spoiler. It might be.
Well,
two
see, and there would go your who's the daddy storyline if they want to make her pregnant.
But still, let's not. It's been. No.
I know. I don't want to go there.
I think
yet,
the. I think the angle there is that. You know, Will knew he was gay and he still had sex with this girl, and that's going to cause conflict with Sonny. And,
I don't think he knows.
It's going to set up a conflict. If she were pregnant, it would set up a conflict with Nick, and it would set up a conflict with Sonny. Because Nick's not going to like the idea that she's pregnant with some other guy. And Sonny's not going to like the fact that his boyfriend screwed a girl after he already knew he was gay, you know, so
that's not going to float
very well. I mean, if you think about it in the reverse, you know, I mean, you know, so yeah, I think that could be a good dramatic angle there, but I'd much prefer that over who's the daddy.
Well, me too. But you're right though, you're definitely right. That would actually be pretty good because nobody but Gabby and Will knows that they slept together after.
And of course, you know, Dave very rarely lets a good scrump go
rewarded, come out eventually,
as you will. So, and they keep using that flashback. So, you know, we keep sitting in bed with her. So. And that's one thing I've noticed since Tomlin's been back. He does a lot of that. There's a lot of flashback, a lot of repetitive dialogue. I mean, I'm trying not to bash the guy too terribly much tonight, but because I think maybe he is laying the groundwork for some good things coming up, maybe. I mean, I enjoyed certain aspects of the show more this week than I thought I was going to. Others, I think, are going to tank. I could be wrong, but I think the Kristen return is going to tank. But, you know, just because people just don't care about the character and stuff, but
The ratings still were
what?
The ratings were still
ratings.
Down last week. Yeah,
they were down still.
They were down again.
Well, and now you've got Ian Buchanan back on GH, so all the old school fans that loved him back then, plus all the ones that saw him on Days that are following him over there.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that GH. one of the things that GH did is they changed their time slot to the same time zone as Days when they took Ian.
Oh,
and
really?
I have to admit, yeah, in a lot of places they're in the same time slot now. I have to admit, I've been watching both, so I can't.
Ian's been doing really good on
GH, so he's really being evil over there.
Well, I'm looking forward. I just got a couple weeks saved up on the TBR, so I'm looking forward to catching up on all that.
Yeah, Fridays is really good. but anyway, they're in the same time slot for a lot of places.
Very interesting.
They did that during the hour difference. Yeah, no, they did it during the 2 week hiatus of the Olympics.
Well, Katie Couric came on. Katie took their time slot. Yeah, Katie took the 3 o'clock time slot. So on my channel, they're on. Joss was on 2 o'clock, and Dace is on at 3. So.
Oh, and see here, they're on at the same time. So.
Yeah. Here they're on at different times. I think I'm looking now to see. Yeah, General Hospital
on.
In my market, General Hospital's on in the time slot One Life to Live used to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And Days is an hour earlier, so they're not conflicting that way.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, a lot of people are speculating, but there is a true spoiler. There's a surprise wedding in January. February, that people don't know, wouldn't assume would get married. So some people are thinking it's Nick and Gabby because she's pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and some people think it's Will and Gabby because it's Will's baby. And all we know, though, is Doug and Julie are at the wedding. So
we know Jennifer and Abby are there, too, because Jennifer, I know that was a speculation, was that Jennifer and
mm-hmm.
Daniel got married, but Jennifer
mm-hmm.
is definitely not in wedding gown apparel.
Yeah.
So, she's fancy, but
what
she's not.
What if it's Chloe and Daniel again? Are they getting married and leaving?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Is could it be Chloe and Parker and Daniel? I'd hate to see them leaving, but I mean.
But would Doug and Julie wouldn't go to that wedding though?
That's true.
But it sounds like to me it's a Horton wedding, so it's
Nick
Horton and Will's a Horton.
I hope it's not sending Lucas and Chloe off.
Oh Jesus, no! That makes my eyes bleed. I have to watch that again.
Well, I'd be pissed if that happened.
That one
never worked from the beginning. The first time around. So.
Gabby and Nick sounds like a good prospect, though. Considering Nick's already something already seems to have snapped with Nick, and you know it seems like a good something could come out of that storyline there.
I would say if Gabby gives birth to a live baby after Nicole lost two babies very late in the pregnancies, I'm going to be so pissed off. But no one wants to see Gabby with a baby. I mean, come on.
Well, but then again, I mean, you know, I don't want to be offensive to any of the actors or actresses because I love them all. I'm not being... But, I mean, instead of having the baby have an issue, I mean, mothers have problems with childbirth all the time. And that would leave you with a modern family, if it's Will's baby, that would leave you with a modern family gay couple raising a child together. I mean, it's just an idea.
That's true. I keep thinking that there's no way Will Horton's going to go through his whole life and not have a kid because, you know.
Exactly.
He's
I wouldn't
legacy,
think so either.
He's a legacy character. He's a Horton and a Roberts. And there's just no way in heck that he... would not have a kid, so this would be the perfect way for him to have a kid.
He's almost paralleling Sammy's life,
right?
You know, mm-hmm. and so it would just make sense to me, you know, that the Gabby pregnancy would have a who's the daddy type thing, but we would know that it's Will's or whatever, you know, kind of like Lucas and Austin, and you know, if something were to happen to Gabby during childbirth. Then Sonny and Will could raise the baby together, and it would make, I mean, just to me, that would seem, just as a storyline thing. It's just
an angle.
It's not anything, There's nothing, you know, written about that. It's just a matter of an angle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the flowers are, what, peach? Roses? The bridal bouquet? Peach and white, I think. Hello?
Yeah. Hello. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh.
I thought you were talking to someone else.
The bouquet is peach and white, aren't they?
I don't remember. I thought the bouquet was cute, but I really don't remember what it looked like.
So. Well, I didn't hear that. What, Rose?
Oh, I was talking about the bridal bouquet that was the tweet picture that was sent out of the bridal bouquet from the February wedding.
Oh,
and Matthew Reeves is the one who
peach and white
that.
Roses.
Huh.
Yeah, it was peach and white roses and Abby and, well, you're right, the whole Horton clan's there.
Yeah,
I'm
Abby
just
and
afraid
Jennifer
of,
and,
well, the, and that could be Will. I mean, oh gosh, or.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, it's probably a Horton.
Which would give you room for Bill to be back, too.
I know. Now, that the Bill opening, I thought of that just a minute ago. I'm like, that would be a good occasion for Bill to come back. And then Katie
would be another occasion
wedding,
for Bill to
and
come
then he
back.
Could flirt,
yeah.
And then they could have, like, Natasha sex upstairs while everyone else is partying. And then, no, just kidding. Anyway.
But that would definitely, I mean, that would be his grandson.
Yeah.
So that would be a reason for him to be there. Besides Jennifer being... In,
hey, I'll take any reason for Bill coming back as long as he's alive and functioning and he looks like John Martin and Kate gets to see him and they get in the storyline together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wanted to mention, I saw Teo tweeted that he's done with his movie.
Oh, good.
Oh.
Yeah, so we'll probably get a hold of him soon for an interview and hear all about it. So.
Yeah, well, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Okay,
no,
anybody have anything
to
else?
I see him with the long hair.
Oh, did you see the pictures?
No, I haven't seen him. I've been out of the loop. I've been, like, on Planet Mars or something.
Yeah, they're on the blog. Jen Lilly, who was filled in for Kristen Storm
with
Maxie on Your Hospital. Yeah, she tweeted pictures last week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I do them on the blog, so if you want to check them out there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yes, you have to go looking through Twitter. Yeah.
All right. Oh, good job. Way to go.
Yeah, he looks – all that complaining he did about how long his hair is and how long his beard is. No, it's not – it really – his hair isn't any longer than it's ever been. And the beard is – it's not that long either. I was expecting, like, a real big bushy one. But I didn't think it was too bad. Okay, well, anything else for a call quote for the night?
I can't think of anything myself that happened. I think everything got covered.
Yeah,
I
know everything.
I think we got it. All right. Well, it was fun, and happy birthday again, Rose.
Yay.
Glad you could join us, and thanks for all of your help and being such a good friend. And
yeah.
I just hope you have a good rest
of the
weekend.
And pick your show for us, Rose. Pimp your show for us. Pimp your show.
Oh, the Rose of the Briar at the Blog Talk Radio. I haven't been doing one recently.
Okay.
There hasn't been enough for me to be doing them on a regular basis, but I am hoping to bring it back again soon and start it back up. But right now I haven't really been doing a lot with it, but it's still up there. At blogtalkradio.com/Rose of the Briar. All the archives are still up there.
Yeah, you got a lot of good interviews on your archive and everything. So.
Yeah,
right.
There's Ian and Lauren and there's quite a few people up there. So, it's kind of fun, and I can't wait to do it again. I just, right now, I haven't been doing it recently with the start of football season and marching band for two different schools, so it's been quite the chaotic
start
for me.
And days kind of sucking.
And that kind of played a factor, too. So right now was a great time to kind of just sit back and relax and wait till after my birthday and let's see what happens.
There you go.
So,
all All right, well, hopefully take care, guys. Sometime soon. Thank you. And hey, Jan, I hope you get, Jan, if you're listening, well, you're probably not listening because you're sick, but Jan, I hope you get to feeling better.
Yeah. Oh, and thanks for Sarah and Marianne for calling in, too.
Yeah. Good to hear from them. Take care, guys.
Okay. Thanks a lot, everybody. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.